Well, I think it's surfing time again. Last week I was swimming with Terry Swank on the beach, a couple of shows there, and well, this afternoon, July 4th, can you believe that? So we're going to probably shoot the lasers off later on over the city of Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach sort of likes that. We're going to have a great recap show here. First part of it will be WALE from back in Connecticut. And the second will be something called Hostile Environments that I did at Creative Seminars from the New Life Expo. You'll like it. It's very good stuff. What about Ebola? Also, we have a bit of an expansion going on in the show. Saturday night, we're going to welcome WTAN, 1340 AM in Florida, and ZHR, which is 1400 AM in Florida, and Tantalk1340.com, TANTALK1340.com. They will be picking up the show starting Saturday night from now on. About 3 more million listeners down there. That's pretty good. Can always use a few more. I guess my couldn't believe my 14 listeners now got up to a few million. It's a little scary. One was less than a year. Didn't think my shows were that bad, but you know how it goes. It's been a little hot around. As you can tell, the greenhouse is kicking in. Kicking in greenhouse effect going on there everywhere. I had to actually get another air conditioner for my house in Laguna. And we never had to do that before. You know, we didn't have to have air conditioning. But I do now. I've always had it in the studio down here where I do a lot of these shows from. But it's not a requirement in the upper part of the house because there's usually a breeze off the ocean towards the desert out behind. The greenhouse effect, we don't have that anymore. Things have changed a lot. Other announcements, I'm sure there's a few out there. We're planning a seminar up in Canada in the end of August. That'll be posted up momentarily. Might even be up there now, I'm not sure. But anyhow, let's see what Dr. Fred Bell's up to here. I'm sure he's busy. I'm sure you'll want to hear him on WALE Radio Phase 1. And I'll get out of the water for a few minutes.
Separated. The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed are solely those of Dr. Fred Bell, his callers, and guests. Paradigm Incorporated can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Now, health, science, and energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
Hi there, everybody, back on the East Coast. This is Dr. Fred Bell calling you from the West Coast with the Health, Science, and Energy Show. Last week, as those of you that remember that were listening to us, we talked about the extraterrestrials, and we talked about the intervention, and we talked about the cover-up, and a lot of interesting ET information. But now we're going to start talking about the science, and what the science is all about, and what we have learned from extraterrestrial science. And today's topic is going to be basically going into nutrition. The Pleiadians taught us a long time ago about science and the fact that man has been locked up on the biochemical level of the body for too long. That means that, you know, we have a tendency not to look at the other parts of which causes the body to function as a whole. Number one, for example, besides the biochemistry body, or biochemical body, which is the cell body, the organ body, which involves, you know, drugs when you put medical treatments, it involves nutrition, when you take vitamins, food type groups, some people are vegetarians, some are fruitarians, these kinds of things. That's the biochemical part of it. But also, before that, there's an intelligence in the electrical body. Man has a body of electricity that's just as important as the physical body or the biochemical body. And before that, he has what's called an electrical precursing body. So we have three bodies of energy to deal with in our physical bodies, and most people are only dealing with one. Did you ever wonder, for example, why some people go in for a therapy or a treatment from a holistic physician or a regular physician, and the doctor puts you on a diet and maybe nutrition, prescribes a few things, and this only works for one person? If two people go in with the same symptoms, the same problem, they require different therapies. That's because science has not been addressing the electrical and precursing body. I'm going to read from the article that I'm in the process of putting together for some magazines out here to give you an idea of the scope of nutrition. Nutrition, advanced nutrition, consciousness, health, and freedom is what I'm calling this article. I'm just going to read a couple pages of it to give you an idea of where we're coming from on this. Although vitamins and supplements have been made available over-the-counter to the general public since the 1950s, the public in general only recently has begun to appreciate their value to health, well-being, and vitality. Likewise, formulators consisting of lay people, biochemists, research, and doctors have only begun to grasp the true reality of a whole spectrum of vitamins, enzymes, coenzymes, proteins, and herbs that are being discovered and rediscovered or created. The ancient Eastern cultures still cloak in great secrecy powerful legendary healing and consciousness-raising herbs. Scientists and researchers are catapulting forward with concoctions such as ester C, chromium piclinate, DHEA, and coenzyme Q. But is anyone getting a grip on what is really necessary? How much and when? What is considered too much, too little, excess, or toxic? What is the difference between the effects of synthetic and natural vitamins? What kind of ingredients translate their nutritional value to the physical human body, the vitality body, and the aura field? Do all people have the same nutritional needs, or is there some small or large vacillation between the needs of various societies? Once a person finds a system that works, does it work the same, always, or change? This author does not pretend to have all the answers, maybe even none of them, but he is not afraid, after traveling the world as an environmentalist and preaching and practicing preventive medicine lecturing, at least have a voice a few questions based on practical experience. Secondly, and this is a really important one we're going to be talking about a lot on this show over the period of time, secondly come the politics. Why do we have so many governmental regulatory concerns, truth in labeling, restrictions and sanctions? Not only does this country have an FDA, but so does Japan, Germany, England, Canada, and many others have an equivalent. After touring 15 years as a main speaker in this country with a group of nutritional freedom fighters known as the National Health Federation, I was aghast when I went abroad to find the same, and in most cases even greater, suppression of freedom of choices for nutritional and health care. Then there are not so nice government experiments conducted to the naive populace. The more popular ones come up in history during World War II, with Joseph Mengele and the Third Reich seeking the creation of the ultimate Aryan race to reign during the Thousand Years of Reich. The popular inoculation of 1 million citizens at Mobile, Alabama in 1960 with a cancer virus under the auspices of a polio vaccination. Okay, let me just finish this article. What about the notorious Langley, Virginia experiment that bred a cattle bovine virus with a sheep Vishnu virus that was injected in 2,000 homosexuals in 1978 in San Francisco under the auspices of hepatitis B vaccine? Strangely enough, all parties died and AIDS was discovered. And how currently is the current Clinton administration going to live down the fact that many prisoners and civilians alike were injected or exposed to large amounts of radiation? Have things really changed since the Great Inquisition, or merely have we gotten more high-tech operatives and operate under greater security, secrecy? So this is the kind of stuff that we're going to be going into in nutrition, and this is something that we really need to start looking at on a big picture to really understand. So now I understand we have a caller on the line.
Vitamins or nutrients or nutrition in regard to the auric body or the subtle body as related to Kundalini yoga?
Sure, I will. I'll be getting into that, but basically right now, when you look at, first of all, the creation of the aura field is created when the nerves what are called synapses in the brain fire off electronic impulses. And this is done by the secretion of hormones into the bloodstream. When these hormones arrive at the receptor sites in the brain, it fires off nerve impulses. These nerve impulses are electrically conducting electricity, which is also coming from a solution, like an electrolyte, in the base of the brain. And this then goes down through the spine, and when it goes down through the spine, through 72,000 wires, it creates an electronic or magnetic field at right angles with the different synapses and nerves going through the body. This is called the aura field. Now, the body has to change its polarity. In other words, it has to synapse at a very high rate of speed in the brain. And the perceptual response that humans have in their five senses is a byproduct of the synapsing speed that's capable in a human being. Some people are capable of higher speeds than others, oftentimes due to nutrition. So what happens is this creates an aura field, which then goes up and down the body. And what happens is nutrition, like vitamins, for example, and I'll get into different ones, vitamins cause the aura field to become strong and wholesome. And if you start taking, for example, aura photography of synthetic vitamins versus natural vitamins, you'll see that synthetic vitamins have no aura field. As a matter of fact, synthetic vitamins, when you put them in your body, steal the nutritional values of natural vitamins that are already there. And this is one of the big things the establishment wants to do, is to get synthetic market vitamins on the market, which destroys the body's consciousness, because there's a whole program going on worldwide to destroy consciousness, to make people blind to what really is going on. Natural vitamins, on the other hand, have a tendency to feed the aura field, to feed nutritionally through the whole system. And when this field is properly fed, the Kundalini field starts to rise. Now, a lot of people don't understand what the Kundalini field is. When you look at the capillary system in the body, is basically called the endocrine glands, which are seven different endocrine glands. And these endocrine glands respond by vibration, sounds, lights, colors, magnetism, the moon, stellar fields, in other words, fields from the stars. They all respond by the energies of these different vibratory frequencies. Around these organs, in other words, what makes them respond physically, are a series of ganglia known as the vagus nerve, or by the Eastern people, they call it the chakra system. And each system works in a direction of clockwise to counterclockwise. And the combination of these clockwise and counterclockwise motions creates what is known as a yin and yang field that's moved up and down the spinal cord. When you consciously get in touch with this field, it's called raising the Kundalini. And when the Kundalini raises, the cerebral spinal fluid also raises, going up through the spinal cord. And when it goes up through the spinal cord, it changes the resistance of the nerves to amounts of electricity coming from the brain to circulate through the body. In other words, raising the Kundalini field causes the electrical circulation, not the physical like the blood, but the electrical circulation, to become a lot easier for the brain. So the brain has to do less work and the body gets more response. And that's what the Kundalini field is all about. We'll get more into that later on.
Will you discuss later about the nutritional aspects of how to influence the Kundalini and how to better give nutrition to the auric field, please?
Oh, yeah. That's all. When we get into that, we'll be talking about the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay. Well, thank you for your expertise. I've studied this a long time, and I'm very impressed with your expertise.
Well, thank you.
Good day.
Okay. So we had our first caller there this morning. That was fun. And so anyway, getting back into the body now, we've got to not only, first of all, you've got to understand, as we move through the universe right now, we've got different cycles that we're dealing with here. And, of course, we've got the moon, the full moon, the new moon cycle. We're in the full moon cycle now. The body is affected by the full moon cycle. As I was saying last week, the crime rate goes up all over the world. And in Turkey, they have 1,000-year-old laws to compensate or correct for this field, meaning that if you were to commit a crime during a full moon in Turkey and some of those other Eastern countries, you would get a certain leniency for your crime. It doesn't mean, you know, we go out and commit a crime during a full moon, but typically it does, especially in the non-spiritual being. And if you look at how the moon reacts to the Earth, the moon causes the tides to change. And during a full moon, you have your high tide, and your new moon, you have your lower tide. And so during the month, we have 30 different tide cycles that goes on between the ocean and the beaches. Same thing happens in the body. The body is mostly water. And the water, of course, is measured by scientists as surface tension. If you were standing, for example, on a certain day looking at out over the ocean or standing on a hill looking at something and somebody come up behind you and said, boo, and scared you, you might just turn around and say, hi, how are you doing? Or on another day, somebody comes up behind you and sneaks up and says, boo, you might jump out of your skin and say, why did you scare me like that? Same type of day, you know, same type of environment, but entirely different reaction to the same situation. This is because our surface tension is changing. In a human body, for example, the surface tension changes a lot between the new moon and the full moon, and the old reactionary period changes. This then goes right back to the chakras and the response of frequency or vibration into the actual human body itself. Now, the body is 5% minerals, and this 5% minerals controls 95% of your metabolism. So the first thing that we need to get into our system to make it function properly are minerals. Minerals occur on three different frequencies. Minerals come in on a low frequency, minerals come in on a middle frequency, minerals come in on a high frequency. And they work through three separate nervous systems simultaneously. Low frequency minerals, such as iron and manganese and zinc, start to work with a low frequency. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you lacking energy halfway through the day? Do you want to lose weight? Try Super Nutrition. These Super Nutrition vitamins and minerals include trace minerals from the clay of an ancient and natural seabed, chromium picolinate, spirulina, aloe vera, and a powerful herbal complex in an all-natural organic formula. To order Super Nutrition, Pyridine's full-spectrum vitamin and trace mineral system, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603 for Super Nutrition. 1-800-729-2603. The increase of productivity is of imminent concern in industry. Today, 6 out of 10 companies are increasing productivity without adding to fixed costs by implementing incentive programs for their employees. With such programs, employers raise morale as well as the company's profit margin. One of the most productive of these bonus programs belongs to Lincoln Electric, a Cleveland manufacturer of arc welding products and industrial electric motors, celebrating their 100th anniversary. For 61 years, their incentive management system has allowed them to truly create a win-win situation. Mr. Dick Sabo, assistant to the CEO of Lincoln Electric, is in great demand as an industry speaker, giving over 40 talks per year on a broad range of subjects, highlighting his expertise in management and motivational techniques. Mr. Sabo gives regular seminars in incentive management free of charge at their facility in Cleveland, Ohio. If you're interested in motivating employees and increasing production in your company, call 216-383-2226. That's 216-383-2226.
Hi, I'm Tony Freitas of JKL Engineering. Join me 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays on WALE for the JKL Engineering Show. We'll talk about carrier high-efficiency gas heating and air conditioning systems. We'll also discuss local issues. And you can even win a gift certificate to any Chalo's restaurants. So join me 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday, you know, the day after Wednesday, for the JKL Engineering Show, right here on 990 AM WALE, all talk, all the time.
We're talking to you, Pawtucket. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
One of the most important low frequency minerals is calcium. All the low frequency minerals work through what's called the autonomic nervous system, meaning once that the brain generates its electricity, the electricity is then sent down to the central nervous system on three different frequencies or three different wavelengths. Just briefly to reiterate what frequency means, if you were to take a battery, an ordinary battery, and connect a wire across it, you would have electricity flowing from the negative side of the battery to the positive side of the battery, from the right to the left. In other words, if the negative was on the right side. As this electricity flowed through the wire, you would have magnetism at right angles. Okay, I guess we have another phone caller coming in, so we'll take another caller here.
Good afternoon, Dr. Bell.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Dr. Bell, I need your help.
What's wrong?
I need you to tell me how to eat properly, how to get those minerals in the body, the proper vitamins. I'd like to know before the end of the hour, if you have time, what supplements you take.
We make our own supplements. I was leading into that, but we make I had the same problems that you do, probably, you know.
I don't trust the food supply today with the chemicals and the mineral-deficient soil.
You can't. Well, not only can you not trust the mineral system today, is that I don't know if you're familiar with the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy that was first brought out to the public in 1981 in the March issue of Executive Intelligence Review out of Washington, D.C., but human genocide is going on at this point in time.
So I realize that. You can tell by the cancer rates, but if you could sometime during this, the remainder of the hour, just tell me what you consume and what portion, I'd be very grateful.
Yeah, we create our own vitamin formulas, and we also have our own mineral formulas that we manufacture and sell, which I don't know if the commercials today are covering that or not, but they are. We have a thing called XL Plus, a full vitamin, full spectrum vitamin formula, and it will really help you a lot. And
that's a special order only?
Yeah, you have to call our 800 number, which will be in the commercials.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm taping the show.
And one of the things that we do, though, just to tell you real briefly, you know, and I'll go back into my show here, but one of the things you want to do is you want to build your immune system, and I'm going to be covering that in a few minutes. And then once you get your immune system up, we start building up the radiation levels in the body to where we generate our own radiation. Because anytime you're sick or you're getting a nitrite or something, you know, a monosodium glutamate or a preservative or irradiated food, what's happening is the bottom line to the body is you create a free radical. And it's the same thing that happens if you were exposed to nuclear radiation. Your body creates free radicals just in larger quantities. So what you do is you make your body immune to radiation, and I'll be covering that in the show here very well.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. Excellent show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. So now going back to calcium. Now, it's going to take a little while. I'm getting a lot of great callers here, and this is fun, but it's going to take probably two or three shows to get through the nutritional side of it so that you understand, because I'm going to make every listener out there an energy doctor, and I've done this all over the world to many people. I've even done this to entire societies once you understand how all this works. And I appreciate everybody's enthusiasm, because it's hard to really get somebody that can really explain to you where you can relate to it on a personal level. But anyway, going back to the battery, as soon as I disconnect the battery from the negative to positive side, and if I reverse the polarity of that battery on that wire, what happens is, as soon as I reverse it, the field stops, and now the field goes from the left side to the right side. It still goes negative to positive, but I keep changing the battery poles across the wire. And what happens is, every time this magnetic field gets a polarity reversal, it collapses. And every time, so if I turn this battery back and forth very fast, let's say, in other words, theoretically, I'm reversing this polarity of the battery across the wire, say at 1,000 times per second. Okay, 1,000 times per second, that would be the frequency of 1,000 cycles per second. And if I connected an electrical speaker across that, you would hear that sound. And so this is theoretically what goes on in the brain, and this is why minerals are so important, because they give the brain the consciousness of the ability to change polarity and reverse and collapse this magnetic field. And when you're able to do this coherently, at high rates, you know, great speed, what happens is your consciousness becomes much clearer. And one of the things that our system and society is doing is that the scientists at the higher levels, what I call the secret government level, and which control the FDA, are pretty much asleep to how they're being controlled. They just know they're there. So, you know, they're great for inspecting meat and for viruses and things like that and bacteria. But when we get into the regulatory thing, we have problems. And so, when we start raising our frequency in our brain or lowering it, we become susceptible to things like cancer. We become susceptible to things like radiation. So minerals Minerals are very important. Now, calcium is one of the most important minerals and one of the ones greatly jeopardized in our system. Now, you might ask yourselves out there, what happens what does calcium do for me? Why do I need it? If I'm already growing up and my bones are already growing, why do I need so much? Yet, you know, today you need more calcium than any other mineral in your body. The reason is because it makes your heart beat. Calcium produces actin in the heart, and that makes your heart beat. So you start have people that start having heart conditions. It's not always cholesterol. It's not always atherosclerosis, circulation. It's oftentimes a lack of calcium. And when these symptoms start to happen, you get cramping is the first sign of cramping in the body, things like that. And this inadvertently is going to start affecting your consciousness and start making you closed in, claustrophobic. Now, you may have plenty of calcium in your diet. You might be a person that's on a lot of dairy products. I don't recommend a lot of dairy products. Some people, I don't recommend any to. It depends on where your body is in its evolution. But the thing with calcium is, how do you get it in the body? You have to have some other ingredient to get it in. That's the problem. And the problem is it takes vitamin D to get calcium into the system. So we need vitamin D. Now, here's the snafu, especially to the gentleman who just called. Vitamin D normally comes from sunlight. Okay, so we rely on sunlight. But sunlight is now tainted by the ozone layer. So sunlight's coming in high in the ultraviolet range. We used to get 18 international units of calcium coming into our skin through sunlight. We don't get that anymore, unless you are a special person that's able to handle the radiation of ultraviolet. So what happens is, if you go down to the store, you'll see vitamin A, vitamin D, fortified milk. Vitamin D, fortified milk. You know, vitamin A, fortified milk. But what they're not telling you is this fortification is synthetic. So what happens is you're drinking this milk, and instead of giving you more vitamin A and vitamin D, it's you're getting a synthetic form. And what happens, boom, as a synthetic form, you're starting to deprive yourself and you're creating yourself a heart condition. This is just one way those sneaky little people out there are able to, you know, make the populace think you're getting all these wonderful things. If you have dairy products, try to get raw milk, things that haven't been processed. So we're going to take a break here in about 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they, and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon project, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian super receptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series, only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise. It's ERA SRD Realty in the heart of Rhode Island for personalized service. From first-time buyers and RIMFAC assistance to complicated foreclosure proceedings, it's ERA SRD Realty for all your real estate needs. In their new location just minutes from Route 95 at 3200 Post Road in Warwick. Call 737-5511 whether you're buying or selling, because ERA SRD Realty's special programs and guaranteed prime space advertising are second to none. Stephen R. Deutsch and everyone at ERA SRD Realty are there to serve the needs of all of Rhode Island. So call 737-5511 for ERA SRD Realty's experience and service. That's 737-5511, and don't forget their new convenient location just off Route 95 at 3200 Post Road in Warwick. That's ERA SRD Realty. Call 737-5511, that's 737-5511 for ERA SRD Realty. A new day is dawning for chiropractic healthcare. Until recently, the success stories of chiropractic were spread through anecdotal evidence and through word of mouth. Now, thanks to mounting research-based evidence, chiropractic is proud to claim, scientifically, what doctors and patients have known all along. Chiropractic works. Chiropractic champions a natural method of healing, advocating a non-surgical, non-invasive, and drugless treatment of patients. Grounded in the view of the individual as an integrated being, the doctor of chiropractic focuses on spinal health as the key to overall health and wellness. Dr. Norbert Levine, director of the Mount Hope Chiropractic Health Center in Swansea, is proud to celebrate the 100th anniversary of chiropractic health care. Dr. Levine has been in practice over 25 years, helping adults and children regain their health through chiropractic adjustments. Call Dr. Norbert Levine at the Mount Hope Chiropractic Health Center, 508-379-9897. That's the Mount Hope Chiropractic Health Center, 508-379-9897.
And now it's time for the second part. I hope you liked that show. That was a lot of fun doing that one. So now we're going to put on a sort of a continuation of this. And I think that's going to be kind of neat. And we're going to cue this puppy up. First caller sounded like, is that a voice like my friend Dr. Horowitz? Because that was a long time ago. But it sounded a lot like him, actually. The next one is really kind of cool, too. I think you're going to like this one. You know, Dr. Bell's always there, you know. So he's going to be coming right up to the microphone. Get up here, Dr. Bell. Where is Dr. Bell? I hear him. He's out there somewhere. Oh, yeah. I think he's queuing up here pretty soon. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you don't blow yourselves up on the 4th of July.
Earlier, I talked about last night, and I talked about... This is a good book.
Here's what he talked about. Oh, my God.
It's called Ebola.
We're going to talk about Ebola now.
Close medical doctor.
And the book had written about that.
Somebody planted this in Zaire, and on page 75, he specifically talked about this incident that happened and started the whole plague down there, in which these two people came into the hospital, which was basically...
This is the beginning of some of the plague.
...of the jungle in Zaire.
Government
they were there
sort
for 2 days
dropped on
diarrhea, things like that.
A few new
July
ones
7,
out, we'll talk about later.
And by the end, then these people came in, nobody knew who they were, and then these people left in 2 days, very sick. It appeared, disappeared in there, and then the Ebola was officially on the planet, and 1,000 people in that area died in the next 2 months. By October, 1,000 people were dead, including four nuns from the missionary. One of the ministers also died. And the only reason that when the World Health Organization set in to fight this, the only reason some of them didn't die is because some people had developed antibodies in their systems, and they used the serum from their blood to inject it into the VIPs that were in the treatment level to save their lives, to get remission. Because one of the World Health nurses who worked for one of the top doctors on the project came down with Ebola. Basically, Ebola, so if you understand what kind of a disease it is, it starts out as a very, it's a seven-day disease. It starts out day one, extreme migraine headaches. Day two, extreme migraine headaches with a very high temperature. Day three, of course, you're bedridden, dysentery, bloody stool. Day four, bleeding of the eyes. And day five, six, and seven, those are the days that you pass on. There's no cure for it. As we know it today, only the serum that's been mutated. So it's pretty deadly. It arrived in Texas here in the United States in March of this year. It's currently working its way through the United States on a kind of a low-profile level. This is not the biggest one to be feared right now. The biggest one to be feared right now is the AIDS virus as it starts to go airborne with mosquitoes. There are already documented cases where little children come down with AIDS, that their parents are having normal sex, and they're not homosexuals, they're just normal families coming down with it now, because the children have been bitten by mosquitoes. If you want to learn about the Heart Project, the September 95 Popular Science carried a big article on it. If you want to do some research, you can go ahead. September of 1995. I'm sure you can write the publication and get information on it. Who does? Okay. Now, obviously, in an hour, I can't, or hour and a half, or whatever I have here, I really can't cover all of this stuff. So we're going to bounce around like ping pong balls. And if you guys really want to have an experience this year with possibly extraterrestrials and interdimensional beings, we'll have a seminar in Laguna Beach in December, which my wife will hand out flyers to. And you can come down there and we'll show you where it's happening, you know, physically where Sean stood when the Andromedan ship came in. So these are the kinds of things that, not all the time, no, they come when there's a need. They usually impart a certain amount of knowledge, and they come. There was no visitation from last May, no, June, just before June, they stopped coming, and they only recently in the last week are back again. So I'll tell you, it's kind of strange, but I really like people and everything. I'm a people kind of person. I've become kind of reclusive in the years, the more recent years. I don't see a lot of people anymore because I'm so damn busy working for other companies. I'm consulting to companies all over the world, including running my own company, plus creating another one right now in these fields. So it's not that I'm arrogant. I'm just busy because I have a huge overhead. I've created this huge overhead. I've got kids in private schools, and I've become a slave to my own empire. So I'm pretty much, you know, dealing with the people on the, you know, with my own family commitments and that. But with all of this going on, having children on this planet, let me just tell you something. If you ever get involved with as a contactee, as deep as I am, when they're not around, it's a very lonely place here. It really becomes lonely. As many people as I know having family here, and I often ask myself, why did I even bring children into this world when I knew how bad it was, but for some reason I did. And I felt like they were necessary, but my children are also becoming teachers, which makes me feel really good. This is the where I was at Point Arena. This is the radar, the ANF PS-35 radar that I worked with at the early warning radar site back in the late 50s, early 60s, at Point Arena Air Force Station. It's the same radar that brought down the gray ships in this development, because it creates a 5 million watt beam. And this was at Los Alamos, being developed by General Electric Westinghouse in Sylvania and the U.S. government. And this is where it all started with Roswell. We're going to do a major event. I'm working with the people that produced the Grammy Awards, and we're going to do an international event at Roswell in 97. And you're going to be hearing about it on the news pretty soon. It's going to be televised. We're going to have a lot of celebrities there, and we're going to be raising a lot of money for a lot of good causes. It's an event commemorating the crash, what it represented, the environment. It's a whole, I don't know, it doesn't really have a topic, but you're going to hear a lot about it, you know, because the people that are involved are shakers and movers, and some of the Fortune 500 companies are sponsoring it. It's big. This is when I worked at NASA. This is one of the birds I worked on. It went to the moon. I've actually been inside this thing. This was one of the lifting sections, Saturn IV. But we spent a lot of time inside of it because you have to go inside it to build it. This is taken at Seal Beach, California. This is a joint alien ship built by the United States government in conjunction with the Grays, photographed by Gary Schultz at Tonopah Area 51 in flight. This is a part of the workings of the ship that you just saw. It carries two people. One of my associates flew it, former CIA operative. He wore a suit. There's no anti-gravity inside of it. It is an anti-gravity ship, but there's nothing to protect the occupants, so they have to wear zero-G suits. And so you've probably seen them, the Navy SEALs wear them. It's a suit that you put on. They use the top part of the suit, but this is a full-body suit. And what you have is a liquid that goes inside of it, and you actually drown to get the liquid into your lungs, because you breathe a liquid that contains oxygen. That's what the pilots of these types of vehicles wear when they're experimenting with these things. A lot of them crash. This is an actual photograph of was taken by Paul Benowitz of an implant of a woman by the name of Myrna Hansen, one of the first 1981 abductees of Gray's document. There's an implant here, one right there. We have ways of dissolving those, but over 400,000 people worldwide are carrying implants at this point in time. That's a CAT scan. This is some of the technology that I work with the Pleiadians on. I don't have time to really get into it. This is some time travel studies, healing machine studies that we did. got into propulsion systems. This was mostly in the 70s and 80s. This is a part of a model of a small propulsion system from a Pleiadian ship. Yeah, I'm going to cover that today. This is when we got into the full-size reproduction of Pleiadian ships. This is a guy up here. This was privately built, made out of titanium. This is the last three shots here are recent. This was a Pleiadian contact that occurred just a few months. Well, it was actually right around the time that the contact stopped in May or June of this year. Sumyasi told me to take a picture of the moon down in Newport Beach, and there was a telemetry ship. It's a very small 3-foot ship glowing right here in front of this tree. These are little robot ships that they use, the Pleiadians use. This was an Andromedan contact here. Unfortunately, when I was doing this series of shots, the ship was coming at me. I didn't realize I had 4 pieces of film. I thought I had a full roll of film, but I realized I'm not a very good photographer. I'm just learning this, and one of the things, first lesson of a photographer is to have film in your camera. So being a little brain dead on this level, the ship, I took 2 shots out. His ship is right here. It's coming at me. I took 2 shots previous to that, but they were so damn far away, and I was using a 300 millimeter lens through an EOS Elan camera, so they didn't come out too good. So as it came in closer, I got that shot. Then I got the next shot, and then it came in real close. And here's the next shot. It was starting to come in. It has a very high dome on the top, and I think you'll start to see more of these in other contactees' pictures. It had a very high dome on the top. And then, of course, the next shot, there was no film in the camera, but it came in quite a bit closer, and it's 50% closer there than the previous shot further out, as you can see there. So it's coming right at me. And as it came in, it started to lift up above the horizon. And this right over here would be Catalina Island. And this is a El Miro school down in Laguna Beach right on the coast. Okay, go ahead and turn the lights on now. Lights? I need lights because I want to use my blackboard now. Yeah, I want the lights on from now on so they can see the board and the... I'm going to just basically talk about a couple things. We're going to jump kind of fast through this. Like I said, I don't have enough time, but I just want to give you some exposure to this, okay, and what we're doing. Okay, the body is 5% minerals, okay? Your body is 5% minerals. Minerals in the body controls 95% of all metabolic functions. Minerals operate on 3 frequencies in the body. The low-frequency minerals, which is your iron, your calcium, your zinc, your manganese, and these are responsible for creating electrical impulses in the brain that send through the synapses of the spine energies that operate the heart and the lungs, and things that you have to do to stay alive and not realize that this is going on. Okay, the second level of minerals is the mid-range or reflective minerals. Okay, and when you're dealing with your nervous system and your consciousness, you're dealing also with your immune system. So your immune system starts to operate, produce helper T cells to radar viruses from the red blood cell to the white blood cell to release phagocytes and other type of helper T cells that fight off immune infections and viruses and fungus. There's a consciousness involved, starting with the mid-range reflective minerals. Now, some of you guys came to my lecture yesterday, so I don't want you to answer, but if you start to get sick, what's the first thing you're going to put in your body? Well, I'm sorry, I'll rephrase it. Water is very important. What is the first nutrient? Like, you go to your health food store and you would think about what you'd do in a health food store. What would the first thing you'd put in your body? What? Iron? Okay, that's close. What? Vitamin C? Okay. Not the right answer. Okay, I'll give you a hint. The body is 5% mineral, controls 95% of metabolic functions. Okay? The reason you wouldn't put vitamin C in, let me explain something about what a disease is. It's no different than an invasion from outer space of an extraterrestrial that's not friendly. Your immune system is your reality. It's your world. It's your consciousness. Everything that you perceive in the physical body, from the outside, how you interpret the reality outside your body, into your body, is done through your immune system. Your eyes, your nose, your ears, your 5 senses, it's your immune system. Your immune system works on a pH of about 5.5 to about 7.5 range. If anything comes in out of that range, it's considered an invader. I don't care if it's a virus, fungus, or a bacteria. Whether it's an acidic attack or an alkaline attack, it's an invader. It steals your consciousness. So what happens is, if you are toxic enough and your energy level is low enough, Any type of sickness becomes an involuntary cleanse, all right? And you got to fight off the invader. And we're going to talk a lot about DNA in a few minutes, but I'm leading up to that. Before we get into the DNA, you got to realize that the DNA can be controlled. The DNA is basically a virus. It's a series of viruses. That's all DNA is. DNA is what tells your cells how to behave. So what happens is, are you controlling the viruses of your DNA by respecting the frequency of the combination of all the viruses of all the DNA and all your cells in your body? Or are you putting in viruses from the outside that are going to take over this overall world of DNA and RNA in your body and let somebody else take over? Okay? If you choose to let some other virus take over, some invader take over, and you start to feed that with vitamin C or iron and things that your body requires normally, the invader is going to utilize that to build his negative cells. Okay? You've got to get a hold of your consciousness first. If you're one of these people that takes vitamin C, only when you get sick, you're going to get sicker. And you probably, that reason you don't take vitamin C is because you don't notice what it does anyway, and you only do it when you get sick because you think that's what you're supposed to do, and you're totally ignorant and you're doing the wrong thing to your body. You're better off just writing it out and taking nothing. Okay? What you need to do is to get attention of the body, and that's done through chromium. We use a lot of chromium in our formulations. You can go to the health food store and get chromium picolinate. Chromium picolinate is a form of niacin. Niacin reacts to histamines in the body, opening up the cells. Vitamin and nutritional technology today isn't about taking vitamins and getting some happening. Today, vitamin and nutritional formulation is about surfactants. It's about things like creatine. It's about some of these formulas, for example, right here, creatropins. Myotropins. It's about enzymes and minerals and combinations that address the cell, knock on the door, the DNA opens the door, it goes right into the cell is changed on a DNA level, and then the cell is multiplying in a healthy being at the rate of 50 million per second. The body is reproducing itself once every 90 days in the blood and once every 7 years in its entirety. That's what the technology is all about. That's why you see these people, these bodybuilders, they're into that. They're into the basic biochemical part of that. So they're building these huge bodies. But what we got to do now is bring some of that technology into the spiritual world and allow the spiritual people to build their whole being rather than be knocked around by comments and different kinds of viruses. So the first thing you need to do is put in chromium in your body. Then what you need to do is put in after about, and I recommend like 50 milligrams of chromium, actually 50 milligram pills is what it comes in of chromium, maybe 5 or 6 of these things at a time, in 3-hour periods over a period of 8 hours. On the 8th hour, I would start putting in the first vitamin, which would be vitamin A. Okay? Then I would, after a few hours of vitamin A, 12 or 15 hours has gone by, then I would continue the above and add vitamin C. Because now the vitamin C, which is a collagen binder, is going down into the cells. And you'll be able to feel, when you ever, and they also get light. Don't start, stop eating. You know, you don't feed a cold. You starve a cold or you starve anything. Go on to your own energy field, and you'll feel the chromium, and you'll know, because you'll feel a difference in your consciousness. Because you know how you get that depressed survival, I want to get better, I don't have time for this feeling? Well, as soon as that chromium starts to get a hold of it, suddenly you'll realize you do have time, you're going to have to deal with it, but you are taking care of it. You'll get that feeling. It comes all from the astral body, the feeling body, and the consciousness. And most people aren't in touch with their astral bodies. They go to sleep at night and get a view of it, but they're not in touch with it when they start to get sick. They panic, they get fearful, they don't say, oh my God, I'm getting sick, blah, blah, blah. It's the wrong reaction. You're just going to get sicker. So these are the kinds of things that are very necessary. We've gotten very deep. We have gotten into, I've got several different versions of this because we have a large manufacturing facility, but we use trace minerals, okay? Because once you get the attention of the body through the central frequency of nerves, which is called the sympathetic ganglion of nerves, then you got to get a hold of the next level up, the parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the psychic aerial of the body. It's the actual God consciousness that you control going into your cells. So you need to take responsibility for that. Unfortunately, there's no source of trace minerals on this planet anymore. During the dust bowls of the early 30s, these were all destroyed. So you can only take them as an outside supplement, and you got to be very careful where you find these trace minerals. The company that makes our trace minerals I've been working with through its inception 12 years ago when it was, they were like a gallon, they make a gallon of minerals up 12 years ago, and we had a lot of minerals. You know what I mean? We had a lot of trace minerals to take out to the health shows. And then about 11 years ago, we had a 50-gallon And that was a lot of minerals. We put them in these little bottles. That was a lot of minerals to get out. Well, today we're producing $250 million a year of minerals. And there's been very little advertising. It's been word of mouth. So that ought to tell you something. They're going out all over the world. Largest mineral manufacturer in the world right now. It's called Integrated Health. Well, our source is, we also are into mining. And if you study mining, you'll find, like, for example, quartz. You'll find a red clay that comes out. That red clay has all the minerals, including silica, natural silica. You've got to have natural silica in your body to release that. Okay, silicon dioxide is what it ends up in crystal form. Silica comes from this red clay. They use it in France for facials. And this red clay is found in different deposits around the earth. It's only a 2,000-year-old source of minerals that's compressed into red clay. That's what we use. And we use a deionized process that, in a special distilled ionized water situation, takes the minerals from the clay and brings them into the solution, into a water-based solution. Then we go into a second phase of this. And the second phase of that is dealing with the brain itself. When you deal with the brain itself, you're dealing basically with a switch. Okay, one type of switch is open, it's called a receptor, and the other type of switch is closed, it's called an effector. And this switch is sitting in, basically, for all intents and purposes, battery acid. You know, like battery acid in your car. Without battery acid in your car battery, your battery doesn't work. I don't care if you have a Volkswagen or a Ferrari, it won't start without a battery. Okay? Or I don't care if you have an electric car that doesn't have any gasoline or won't run without electrolytes in the cells of the battery. Same thing goes with your brain. Now, how critical is that? I'll give you an idea. Case study, World War II. At the end of World War II, we had a bunch of Japanese in Hiroshima and Nagasaki that had been exposed to large amounts of radiation, some very close to the bomb at Ground Zero, some very far away. What we observed in the studies at the end of World War II was that many of the people that were very close to the radiation had no long-term free radical genetic damage, whereas some people 30 miles away had long-term DNA and genetic damage. Okay? Why? Why do these people get dosed with radiation and no effect, and why do people far away have an effect? Studies found out that the people that had no effect or very little effect had large amounts of electrolytes in their brain, right? Because electrolytes in the brain control all cell metabolic function. And remember, cells are electrons and protons. Radiation damage to electrons and protons is simply separating that electron from the proton in the hydrogen atom and sending it off somewhere and combining it with something that it shouldn't combine with. That's all radiation is. There's no difference between free radicals going and combining with something that shouldn't happen, coming from radiation, than if you take a bunch of nitrites and a hot dog. The only thing that nitrites in a hot dog, it's a slower form of death. It vilifies you in a slower way. That's the only difference. It's a time factor. Everything is free radical damage. So if we have electrolytes in our body, we're also creating currents down through the central nervous system, the three nervous systems I just mentioned, the parasympathetic, autonomic, and sympathetic nervous system. Anytime you have a wire, like a wire, and you connect across a battery, electricity will flow negative to positive through the wire, creating a magnetic field. If you disconnect the battery and bring a magnet nearby, you wave the magnet around the wire, you once again create an electric field. So magnetism is synonymous with electrons. So your brain is a switch. One switch open, one switch closed. Depending on what these switches are doing, it's pushing current through the body at various frequencies. The magnetic field at right angles is called the human aura because it extends out from the top of the head and it extends out through the base of the spine, okay? So that's what we're working with. In the case of the Japanese in World War II, they had electrolytes. Now, where did they get the electrolytes from? They got it from herbs, Fotai, Ginseng, Gotokoa. I taught John Anderson, who's president of this large company I just mentioned, I taught him years ago about these things, Fotai, Ginseng, and Gotokoa. You won't find a product that they manufacture, whether it's under this name right here, which is advertised in all the weightlifting magazines, or whether it's one of my products under the Pyridine label, products are the same. I was one of the creators of them. They all use large amounts of Fotai, Ginseng, and Gotokoa for those reasons, to create electrolytes. And here in a base of colloidal minerals in suspension, it gives you a tremendous protection. For example, I haven't worn sunglasses in years. Why do you want to wear sunglasses? The only time you wear sunglasses is if you can't process ultraviolet. Why not? We have a thing. It's called Auric Offset, and it's in my out there at our booth. We have a little booklet. It's called the Nuclear Receptor Booklet. It's about a $3 publication. It comes free with one of these. If you read it, there's about 75 pages of information, and it explains how, which we get, it's called Auric Offset, meaning that in one space, you can have electromagnetic radiation, whether it be from a nuclear source or whether it be from a source of ultraviolet from the sun, comes into your aura, causes a disruption, and goes down, ends up in the brain creating free radical in the DNA or a sickness. Or you can have a type of aura that when these radiations come in, it just goes right in, and this aura becomes coinciding to the aura frequencies of the body. Okay? So it's your choice. It depends on what you want to do. Because we're dealing here not just on a biochemical level, which this is what I call biochemistry, right? We're not just dealing on this level. We're also dealing on the stimulus of biochemicals, which is electricity, okay? And the stimulus, or the brain power of DNA, which is called electrical precursing energy, EPCs. The Pleiadians were the ones that introduced EPCs into our society at least 78,000 years ago with the building of the Great Pyramid, because that's what it is, an EPC generator, which then stimulates electricity, which then stimulates biochemistry. And the Egyptians tried to show us that even when they were using the tannic acid in their bodies in place of blood when they died to bombard it with EPCs to preserve their bodies for all time and creation to observe. So this technology has been around, but a lot of people don't understand the basic mechanics of it. When you get into the rhythm of the mechanics, it becomes very easy to take care of your body. Now, what do you think removes this electrolyte from our body on a daily basis? There's one word, and it's a chemical name. What removes this today? What runs this down more than anything else? Okay, any ideas? Hydrocarbons, carbon monoxides, things that come out of the tailpipe of automobiles. Okay, that is what it takes. Only 8 minutes of subjection to a fossil fuel residue, which is automobile exhaust, cause a 24-hour damage in the body. Okay. So naturally, when you start getting people in Los Angeles that spend 3 to 4 hours a day on freeways, you have all that craziness down there in L.A. that we see on the freeways. You know, everything from freeway shootings to, you know, shooting out windows to cars ramming each other. They go insane down there because they totally lose it after a while. Believe me, the electrolytes are very low. Some, besides electrolytes, to help the body ward off these different hydrocarbon poisons, some natural antioxidants are in place, which we use in our formulas. We use, for example, large amounts of vitamin E. We amplify the vitamin E with what's called synergistic formulas, selenium. We use selenium to go with vitamin E. Vitamin E amplifies selenium,